Blog Talk Radio.
Your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Before we bring Brother Jones on the air, I'd like to open the line to prayer requests. If you have a request, press the number 1 on your phone at this time. And when the last 4 digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. It is my request today, as in every day, that you all please continue praying for each other. Pray for every single family represented on this call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. Thank you. Caller 6371, state your request.
Yes, thank you. My name is Mary, and I would like to ask prayer for the Perrant family who lost a loved one last week. Also, keep them in prayer at this time. Also, for the people that I supervise at work, I'm asking prayer for them. And also for the clients, that the residents that's there in the program. It's a therapeutic community, and they're not in compliance with the community. And I'm just asking for prayer that you all pray with me that we'll be able to bring the community back together, and so I don't have to discharge anyone, because that would mean they would have to go to prison. So I'm asking that you all pray with me that they can get it together. Also, I'm asking for traveling grace for myself. As always, I travel a lot, and also for my family and everybody on the call. Thank you.
Thank you. There are no other prayer requests at this time. I give you Brother Roger Jones. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning, and welcome to Words of Encouragement. Let us be cognizant of the prayer request from Sister Mary. Everyone on the call, keep each other in prayer as well. We're in James chapter 4. We're going to look at verse 1 this morning. And James asks two questions in verse 1. From whence come wars and fightings among you? And he said, come they not hence even of your lusts that war in your members? What is the cause of temptation and wrongdoing? James says, the first thing, it is lust, the passion for pleasure and gratification that rages in our bodies and in our members. The word lust comes from a Greek word, hedion, which means to crave pleasure, to crave gratification. This scripture says that the lust for pleasure and gratification wars within our bodies. The picture is that of a contested war of our bodies craving, yearning, pulling, urging, desiring, and grasping after whatever will gratify our pleasure. We want and want, desire and desire, and the battle of wanting and desiring rages on and on within our bodies. Our bodies are a battlefield of wants and desires. And every person knows what it is to experience this warfare, to have his flesh yearning and yearning after something. Lust is strong and difficult to control. In fact, few people control it completely. A few people may control their lust in what are called the gross or visible sins, such as vengeance and murder. But they gratify their lust in control their lust in what we call the gross visible. But they gratify their lust in accepting things such as overeating and selfishness, in buying and hoarding more than what is needed, and not willing to help others, and looking when they should not look. The point is this: man is a walking spiritual civil war. Lust after lust wages war within him, seeking gratification and pleasure. Man senses desire after desire, wanting to lift the restraint and to cut loose and enjoy the pleasures of the lust. It may be the lust for food and more food, or drink or more drink. drugs and more drugs, sex and more sex, possessions and more possessions. As I stated, lust after lust wars within our members seeking pleasure and gratification. Man is a spiritual civil war of lust and desire, of pleasure and gratification raging within our bodies and our members. Now note the result of our being, our lust. It is fightings and wars. Remember, the greatest need that man has is peace. Just imagine what the world would be like if men lived in peace with each other and with God. There would be no restlessness and uneasiness within the human soul, and no fights and wars between men. There would be no sin or evil committed against others, wives, husbands, neighbors, or anyone else, because all men would be at peace with God as well as with each other. The greatest need man has is for peace. And yet when we look at the world, what we see is anything but peace. Peace is not what exists between men, but fightings and wars. Peace is not what exists between men and God, but lust that wars within men's bodies, lust that explodes into evil and destructive behavior. James asked the question, from whence do these fightings and wars come? What causes them? And unless we know, dear listener, we can never deal with them or conquer them. Therefore, we must heed scripture. They come from lust, the passion for pleasure and gratification that rages within the human body and its members. William Barclay quotes several of the great thinkers of past history who recognize this point, the point that lust and desire lie at the very root of man's problem. The root cause of the uneasy and bitter conflict is nothing other than desire. Philo points out that the Ten Commandments culminate in the forbidding of covetousness, which is desire. For desire is the worst of all passions of the soul. It is not because of this passion, is it not because of this passion that relations are broken? And this natural goodwill changed into desperate enmity. The great and populous countries are dissolved, are desolated by domestic dissension, and land and sea filled with ever new disasters by naval battles and land campaigns. For wars, famous in tragedy, have flowed from the one source, desire, either for money or glory or pleasure. Over these, the human race goes mad. Plato writes, the sole cause of wars and revelations and battles is nothing other than the body and its desires. And William Barclay himself says, the New Testament is clear that the overmastering desire for the pleasures of this world is always threatening danger to the spiritual life. It is the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, which combine to choke the good seed, Luke 8:14. A man can become a slave to lust and pleasures, and when he does, malice and envy and hatred enter into life. The ultimate choice in life lies between pleasing oneself and pleasing God. And a world in which men's first aim is to please themselves is a world which is a battleground of savagery and division. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we come this morning and thank you for blessing us to still be in the land of the dying. We come this morning for each and every one on this call. Father, I don't know what they may be going through, but Father, whatever it is, I hope that they can lean not on their own understanding, but to acknowledge you in all their ways. Grant them what they need. Remove what needs to be removed. But if in your infinite wisdom, you don't see fit to remove whatever they're going through, give them the strength to endure. Father, we pray for Sister Mary. We pray for the individual who has lost a loved one. Father, comfort their hearts as they grieve. Help them to grieve in a wholesome way, but not to marinate in it and to lead them into severe depression. We pray for the people that Sister Mary supervised. We ask that the residents in the community will comply to the rules of the program, that the community will become one. And Father, we know what the cause is. We know what causes disunity among this community. It is the lust and desire to please self. Father, we ask that you give Sister Mary the wisdom to apply the proper knowledge that she has acquired to deal with these unruly people, and help the unruly ones understand that if they don't comply with the rules, that they will be incarcerated. Give Sister Mary traveling grace. She travels quite frequently to be with her family. Bless them as they stand in need of. And Father, we, as we close this prayer, we ask that you would be with Brother Bradshaw and Sister Bradshaw and the church there, that he may continue to have a life upon this earth, to be a part of this program and to encourage the church there and those that in whom they come in contact with. Bless his family. Bless all the men that participate on this platform. Bless their families as well. We ask that you bless Sister Danielle, who hosts this program. Bless her family. Bless her daughter that was having stomach problems. And bless all of us, for we all stand in need of prayer, of your grace and your mercy, and that will be enough. In Christ Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen.